In the small village of Iwata, a suburb of Uganda's Arua district, a health training institute operates on 1.2 acres of land along the Arua-Kampala road. For 11 years, the medical school has been renting space for its students from South Sudan. But that changed last year ago when the school managed to buy a piece of land. Lou Julius Koboji, a South Sudanese refugee and founder of the medical school, says after losing property and money in South Sudan, his business nearly collapsed.
We have now over 480. Two students. While we were in South Sudan, we had less than 200 students. So in Uganda, the enrollment increased. We get our payment in terms of shillings or US dollars. So slightly, when we get shillings, we buy our commodities within. Our students' performance has been improving, and we always perform top on the list in the examination sent from South Sudan.
Koboji says despite losing millions of South Sudan pounds in South Sudan, he has invested over 2 billion Uganda shillings in the school as a medical human resource for South Sudan. Koboji says his mission is to improve the welfare of South Sudanese and human resources in his home country in order to combat deadly diseases there. Harriet Pony, a South Sudanese refugee who operates a boutique in Arua Market, says working in a foreign land does come with own set of challenges. Challenges such as learning a new language, coping with the environment, and attracting new customers.
We are foreigners. We are known by few people here. The advantage here is that we buy within and we sell within. And if we buy here and we take to South Sudan, it's a bit hard. We will not really get the amount we used here and again there. So it's not really easy.
Sarte Alex Kiria, chairperson of a South Sudanese business community in Uganda's West Nile region, says the South Sudan government should support businesses affected by the 2013 conflict.
All we want is only one thing. If the government is thinking about us to go back home to our houses that were demolished, should be rehabilitated. If they are rehabilitated, we can be able to go back. But if I go back and find the state of my demolished house, I will feel that there is no hope.
Warren Robert, another South Sudanese refugee in Uganda's Moyo district, says his business stalled due to the conflict at home. He says the government should create favorable environment conditions within which businesses can flourish.
The major challenges we are having, the population here are under the poverty line because of the crisis taking place at South Sudan. And then the issue of the poor road networks in South Sudan, as well as in northern Uganda, especially districts of Western Nile, where the roads are not properly constructed and the business activities doesn't flow as it is supposed to be like other places.
Uganda continues to host the highest number of refugees in Africa, with over 1.6 million from South Sudan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, Somalia, Rwanda, Burundi, and Sudan. According to the Uganda Country Refugee Response Plan for 2024-2025, the prices of basic household expenses, such as food and medical supplies, have risen in recent years. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Kajokeji.